The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road again in La Crosse, the final happiest happy hour of all, Dom. The very last one we're doing of the Devil's Advocates, and I'll join you here on the screen. It all ends in a darkened hotel room in downtown La Crosse. I always suspected it would, Dom. I just never thought I would end my broadcast career on a cell phone, staring out the window. I swear to God, the police have this drone out here. It's not like cocaine and paranoia. The police have a drone outside my hotel window. I'm on the fourth floor of the Radisson. I'm looking out at the throngs of people that probably, like myself at this moment, will not make it inside the Trump Town Hall at the La Crosse Center. I'm doing so out of deference to the broadcast, Dom, because I want people to hear the final hour of this radio program loud and clear. I'm hoping when people get into the Trump Town Hall, and it's going to broadcast on Civic Media, I'm going to stick around, do a little bonus tonight, Dom, because I figured what better night to do extra radio than tonight. I'm going to join some of the special event broadcasts with Terry Bell, Todd Alba, James Kelly in the room here in La Crosse. The town hall, it starts at 6 o'clock. And Dom, there is a very special interview with the Vice President Kamala Harris and her VP nominee Tim Walz that's playing out at 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to play on Civic Media concurrently, my understanding. And Dom, I understand we might have some super special early sound. Is this something we've got access to now, or is this going to take a minute?
CNN, Dana Bash has dropped about 90 seconds of their interview tonight. Counter-programming Donald Trump in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Wonder what the ratings are going to be on this one. Thank you, Rich. Let's hear the teaser that CNN has sent out regarding this interview with the Vice President and Governor Walz.
Generally speaking, how should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here in your policy? Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. We did that with the Inflation Reduction Act. We have set goals for the United States of America and, by extension, the globe, around when we should meet certain standards for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, as an example. That value has not changed. My value around what we need to do to secure our border, that value has not changed. I spent two terms as the Attorney General of California prosecuting transnational criminal organizations, violations of American laws regarding the passage, illegal passage of guns, drugs, and human beings across our border. My values have not changed.
Her values have not changed. Vice President Harris being interviewed on CNN by Dana Bash that will play out tonight at 8 o'clock.
Only on CNN, though. CNN is now apparently, I'm being informed via text, limiting the playout in real time of that. It will not play on Civic Media. I didn't mean to misinform people on my last day. It will not play on Civic Media. The Trump rally, I think that's still a go. Lucky you, man. Broccoli. Lots of broccoli. From the La Crosse Center in downtown La Crosse, Dom, I have stepped out of the room. I am outside the La Crosse Center. I was in the room. It's set up like a mini convention. Little room, little mini convention. And then there's the little stage sort of in the middle of the oval pushed to one side. And two chairs, white chairs on the stage, apparently for Trump and his moderator, Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not going to go over that again. But, and then they're going to make like nine people sit on one side of them and 11 people. I noticed the chairs were uneven, 9 and 11. Kind of bothered me intellectually. But there are chairs, so like double stacked chairs, like higher and lower. So there are human props that will be there the entirety of the moderated town hall. But this is not independent voters. Now, these are nothing but MAGA faithful. And the questions, I think Tulsi's going to fluff it up a little bit for the former president.
President Trump, were you a great president or the greatest president ever? Folks, 844-967-2789. Let's get some callers. L.A. Tom from the leftist coast, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, my guess will be she'll ask, what's your opinion of Kamala Harris? Because they don't seem to ask anything else except for his opinion on everything. For the people that are out there, it's about a woman's right to choose versus big government's right to choose. If you don't want to have a termination of a pregnancy, don't have one. It's really quite simple. So CJ and all these people are calling up. Do you want big government to decide what a woman is supposed to do? I trust women. I trust women 150%. It's these other people that don't seem to trust women and their doctors and their partners. They want the big foot of government involved in this decision. I don't want the government involved in any type of decision that has to do with anything socially, to tell you the truth. Strong safety net, absolutely. But otherwise, absolutely not.
Well, and thanks for the call, Tom. It's the differing interpretations of what freedom means. And the Republicans are down with that, man. They want to force the government. I call it forced government birthing. It's not pro-life. If you're pro-life, you do something about gun safety, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying? If we're pro-life, you'd be down with, you know, the regulations. So we don't get like, you know, sick from the slabs of bacon and ham that we're eating. You know what I mean? There is a good purpose for government, for the general welfare of the people, certainly, but for them. And let's not kid ourselves, Tom. It's the foundation for their advocacy for pro-government birthing is their religious indoctrination. And that's fine. As you mentioned, if you don't want to have an abortion, don't have one. But what right do you have to use the force, will, the government, to go into a woman between her and her doctor to determine what they're going to do? That certainly is an overreach. And as the vice president has said multiple times, one of my favorite lines, they are out of their minds. 844-967-2789. Looks like we got our pal James from Civic Media. He is on the line with us. Hey, James, what's going on? Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys, I'm still here in the La Crosse Center. There's a pretty reserved energy right now, but it's starting to pick up as things start to heat up a little bit. The scheduled time for Trump's appearance is approaching. But, you know, for the last hour and a half or so, it's mostly just been kind of relaxed here.
James, you know, there's been some issues with some of the music that the Trump campaign has been playing. Can you give us a sense of the soundtrack, man? What have you been hearing? Have you heard Elton John over and over and over again?
I'll tell you, I haven't heard Elton John tonight, but I have heard a few popular songs out there. And you know, I don't know whether that's the campaign's initiative to put those songs on or whether it's the arena itself as the event kind of gets underway. You know, it doesn't start until 6 o'clock. So I'm not really sure who's in charge of the music right now.
Well, if it's the Trump campaign, and we were there to several of these events, James, in the past, and the soundtrack, at least back then, was like 6 songs on repeat. If I hear Tiny Dancer one more time, it's going to ruin it for me. So the sense of energy is increasing. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the locals, any of the audience members there, and what they're anticipating for this?
Did I manage? I managed to spend about half an hour before the doors opened talking to people who were waiting out in line, who had been waiting out in line for a significant amount of time. A lot of them said what they wanted to hear from Trump was about immigration, border security, how to deal with inflation. One particularly interesting answer I did get was somebody who just said they wanted to hear Trump stay on topic. That's it. Just get to the point. What are you trying to say? What do you want voters to know about your campaign rather than kind of dip into maybe the personal attacks that we've come to know?
I don't know. Good luck with that, I think. Go ahead, Curdy.
I was just going to mention, they did play Van Halen in the room. Van Halen's on the soundtrack whenever you're in Wisconsin.
Thanks. Thank you, James. Checking in from the La Crosse Center, Civic Media going to carry this speech, this town hall.
Town hall.
Call it that. Town hall. Town hall. Moderated by Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat, Trumpster. This should be interesting. James, thank you for chiming in. Thank you for being there on the ground. We look forward to hearing more from you this evening. Again, special coverage, the former president of the United States in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Got to eat your broccoli, folks. That's how we do it. Hey, come back with us, 844-967-2789. I want to also discuss this Arlington thing. Donald Trump went to Arlington National Cemetery and just disrespected everybody. The Army has come out with a statement. We heard the campaign, Trump's campaign yesterday, talk about a mentally deranged person. And in my mind, I was like, oh, they must be referring to a female. And you know what? It was a female. No charges filed, but disrespect from the former president, most assuredly. A physical altercation, apparently. Charges filed. No, the lady declined to file charges. We'll talk about that, plus take more of your calls, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open for your take, 844-967-2789.
A little less conversation, a little more action, Dom. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The party in downtown La Crosse, there are going to be some sad and disappointed people. I'm feeling their pain right now. Lots and lots of people are not going to make it into the La Crosse Center for the Trump Town Hall. Hashtag sad. But, I mean, the line went on for blocks and blocks all the way down to Riverside Park. And earlier today, Dom, I didn't think there would be this enthusiasm because they didn't show up early. But by mid-afternoon, they were showing up in throngs. This event to start at 6 o'clock, Trump, a moderated town hall, that's what they're calling it. But when it happens in our backyard and the town that Dom and I grew up in as young college kids turned into the best damn
old college
radio
kids
show ever. Well, I'm an old college kid at heart, Dom, but it all started here for me, and I do have affection for the city. And obviously I got a kid going to college here, so it's not the show I thought we'd end on, but it is an end point. And here
we
are.
Seems pretty appropriate.
I am La Crosse. My only regret is you're not going to go get drunk with me later, Dom.
Well, It's a little ways away. 844-967-2789. I'll give him a credit card number. Critty, you know, as the guy who served, I want to get your take on this. I'm just going to read a little bit from the AP regarding this issue at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, apparently, an Arlington National Cemetery official was abruptly pushed aside in an altercation with former President Trump's staff during a wreath-laying ceremony to honor service members killed in the Afghanistan war withdrawal, but she declined to press charges, an Army spokesman said Thursday. Now, the spokesman said the cemetery employee was trying to make sure those participating in Monday's wreath-laying ceremony to mark the third anniversary of the attack were following the rules, which, quote, clearly prohibit political activities on cemetery grounds. Now, the AP reports a TikTok video of the visit that was later shared by Trump shows scenes of him at the cemetery and includes a voiceover of the Republican presidential nominee blaming the Biden administration for the, quote, unquote, disaster of the Afghanistan withdrawal. Now, you will remember, if you listened to yesterday's show, H.R. McMaster has his book coming out where he articulates and, again, reiterates that, you know, this deal with Afghanistan was laid down by Donald Trump. He was not dealing with the Afghan government. He did a side deal with the Taliban and made them release like 5,000 people and gave the Biden administration a big crap sandwich to deal with when he guaranteed we'd pull out by May. Anyway, I digress. Now, that TikTok video of the visit was later shared by Trump. Shows scenes of him at the cemetery and includes a voiceover, as mentioned, the disaster. Quote, this employee acted with professionalism to avoid further disruption, the Army spokesman statement said. This incident was unfortunate, and it is also unfortunate that the ANC employee and her professionalism has been unfairly attacked. Now, remember, the campaign said this was obviously a person having a mental breakdown or a mental episode. That's what they said, because, of course, that's to them, that means some crazy chick. That's what it was. That's what they said. Now, the Army comes out and says literally there was an altercation and literally the employee declined to press charges. Now, the incident was reported to the police, but because the employee decided not to press charges, the Army said it considered the matter closed. Now, in response, Chris Civita, my apologies, a Trump campaign advisor, resent a video of Trump at Arlington that he had first put up on Twitter 3 days ago, adding the message, reposting to help trigger the hacks at Secretary Army. Now, the controversy comes as Trump has been working to tie his Democratic opponent, so on and so forth. So there's the gist. There's the detail. Now, the photos taken include other gravestones. You know, I mean, the other folks have come out and said, we don't want to be associated with this. This is in the Section 60, where apparently most recent members have been killed from the recent wars. This is where it's at. And Trump was warned. They were told the campaign, this is not to be a campaign. And he did it anyway. Crudy, I mean, I don't know. It seems more of the same, but it seems to get worse and worse. What are your thoughts?
I did speak to a veteran earlier today. I gave him a little bit of grief because he's a Navy guy and I was an Army guy. But he was waiting in line for this Trump rally. And, of course, there are a certain population of the veterans that think Trump's their kind of guy, right? Because he humps the flag and he embraces patriotism and nationalism. And many of them, you know, like this guy and for whatever their reasons. But he shows no respect for those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. I mean, this is the tomb of the unknown. This is about the people that died serving their country and never even got a proper burial back home, because their bodies weren't recovered and returned to their loved ones or their families. This is beyond service to country. This is to honor those that have fallen and don't even have a memorial or a gravesite to honor them. And Trump goes and disrespects this. And Joey, you remember Joey with the MAGA yep. hat and the twin flags on top?
Yeah. Well,
Joey went off on Walz's military service, you know, because Walz and Harris are being interviewed on CNN about 8 o'clock tonight. And said, yeah, I sure do hope he starts telling the truth about his military service, et cetera, et cetera. And then I asked this man, oh, you served then? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Another guy, the earlier gentleman, I believe the first song we played, Tom, who I believe told me he was also a military vet, had retired after his 20 years of service, said, I got the hell out. I'm like, well, do you blame the other guy for doing so? He said, no, not really. I said, when you retired from the military, they can literally tell you you're not retiring. You can't leave yet. Stop lost, it's called. And that didn't happen to Governor Tim Walz. Apparently, there was a future deployment of his unit. There was some accusation to his being less than brave because 24 years in, and you can retire 20 years in the military service, he notified his company that he was retiring, and then subsequently they got notification that they were being deployed. And the Army said, you know what? They could move on without you, Master Sergeant. If they wanted him, they could have kept him, Dom. That's the way it works in life and business. If someone wants you, they can keep you. We are the Devil's Advocate. The very last, happiest, happy hour. They don't want us. They can't keep us. You can only hope to contain us. More of you on the phones. 844-967-2789. Rudy live in La Crosse. Party. All right.
Cuckoo. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy, happy hour to us. All phone lines are open. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Dom, going out with a whimper. I am going out with a whimper. I never thought it would end like this. And people are asking on the text line. So we've always tried to tell the truth around here. So I'm going to tell a little truth just for a minute. I am done with my brokered radio career. I am no longer paying for the right to go to work every day. It ends today. And unfortunately, that affects some fine people like my friend Dominic and my friend Richard, our producer. And I apologize for the disruption to their lives. But, you know, I'm done subsidizing the rich guy's programming, and I asked for a job, and apparently this product is not merit pay. We are not equal to those that get pay, and that is an inequitable circumstance that I find untenable. So of my own volition, no one fired us. We're not Jay Weber. We didn't do something specifically to get pushed off the air, but we have been informed that we're not welcome beyond the election, that we're not a part of the future of civic media. And if that's the case, then we're not a part of the future of civic media starting now. So I know, Dom, uncomfortable talking about this. I apologize, but that's my truth. And it started in La Crosse for me, dude, and it's going to end in La Crosse tonight on a cell phone in a hotel room before a Trump rally. And there is special events coming up next. Those that care should stick around because James Kelly and the crew are going to do a special media, special civic media event from the Trump town hall. But this fine radio product will be looking for a new home as rapidly as I can find one. And hopefully we can keep this team on the road, but it won't be here for civic media any longer. Replay tomorrow, and good luck to our replacements on Monday.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is the happy hour. We're not airing grievances quite yet because it's Friday, but we're not coming back tomorrow. So if you got some grievances, you got something to say, you want to hit us up, you better do it right now. 844-967-2789.
Here's my greatest grievance. I got one Diet Coke. I can see the back of my car from the hotel room. I have rum in the back of my car. But if I go out there, I'm not coming back. So I'm going into oblivion, sober. And it's not a healthy feeling, I tell you what. I always recommend end your career in a drunken stupor. It's probably easier on the nerves.
844-967-2789. Line them up. Knock them down. Rich will get you. All right, Crudy, hang on. We got Dave holding from Edgerton. Want to hear what Dave has to say. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Dave, what do you got for us?
What a bombshell you just laid on us about you guys are done.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the sentiment, man. You know, it's been a hell of a run. Appreciate, you know, the best thing, Dave, that I really have enjoyed over the years, man, it's hanging out with the audience, man. I've learned so much, and the engagement and the relationships that we've been able to make, it's really been wonderful, Dave. I appreciate it, man. You got any political thoughts, man?
Yes, Trump is goons at Arlington, bad mouthing a professional trying to do her job, and also a sacred ground, and he doesn't give a damn about the military. I retired after the first Gulf, and the thing is, they could have called me back for the second, but they didn't. And anybody who is a draft dodging coward like Trump should say nothing, or shouldn't even be on sacred ground. That's my grievance.
Dave, appreciate your service, man. Really love your perspectives, and would like to know what your thoughts are on Governor Walz. You know, obviously, folks have been very critical, at least on the right, on the terms of his service, apparently. What would you say to those folks that are that critical of the governor of Minnesota?
They have not served anybody in the military, in the reserves, or the National Guard has served their country to the utmost professionalism of our standards, our patriotism. Anybody who would say he didn't go on a battlefield or he got out right after, you know, are just idiots.
Right on, Dave. Appreciate it. Maybe they will take that to heart. You know, I've not served, considered it, said no. So I can't, I'm not going to be the one to make those kinds of judgments, but I certainly appreciate it when folks that have served and they have something to say, like you, Dave, and like you, Crudy. 844-967-2789. Now let's keep going down the line. Who's your Bob? Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Bob, what do you got for us?
Boys? You hey, should. I don't know what to say. You're every day for me.
Oh man,
where do I go now,
that, Bob?
I'm dead serious. Okay, starting tomorrow, you don't have a home station.
That is the story. Crew, do you want to embellish for Bob at all on that?
Bob, we will be seeking gainful employment in the radio business, and hopefully sooner than later we'll announce a new broadcast outlet. I have some limitations by contract. We didn't get fired, Bob. This is a financial choice for my family because I have been operating at a substantial loss for the entirety of the year, and it's untenable, Bob. I got two kids in college. I got a rich former partner who pays everyone else, and I've got to make decisions, Bob. So I apologize. We'll try to pop up on your radio dial again soon.
And Bob, of course, there's always the socials that are out there, and who knows, you never know when we could pop up. Bob, you got any other political thoughts today?
Yeah. Yeah, I got thoughts. You don't want to hear them. You don't want to lose your license on the land.
Come on, right, man. You know, FCC compliance, Bob. That's all we're asking for.
You guys take care. I love you.
All right, love you back. Who's your Bob? We appreciate you, my friend. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the line. Tom from Jackson, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi. I can't believe it. I thought you guys had started Civic Media, and that your product is what, you know, it's all based on. So it seems it seems impossible. And you guys are certainly worth paying for, because as far as I'm concerned, you're the stars of the whole kit and caboodle. So if you're really gone, I'm going to be really, that's not a good thing for Civic Media or for you guys, I think.
I'm sorry, say that again, Tom.
I hope things work out. And
oh, man.
I don't want to.
Kind of lost you there, Tom. Man, listen, love the love, Tom. Appreciate it so much. 844-967-2789. Mucko, you got to chime in here at all?
Yeah, sometimes mom and dads get divorced.
I mean... Yeah, but you never know, man. Like the Oasis brothers are getting back together. You know, I mean, it's not the first time down this road. 844-967-2789. Folks, be patient. Rich will get to all of you. Let me, in the meantime, jump in here. I believe we have next, who's been waiting long? Gene from North Carolina. Welcome, Gene. What do you got for us?
I'm so sad. Just another radio heartbreak. You guys are the best thing on the station, and I hope you make sure you scream from the rooftops and somehow let us all know where you guys end up. We love you so much.
Aw, thank you, Gene. Love you back. Thank you for finding us. And you never know, any updates, any, you know, evolution, all those things, you know, the socials are still out there. We're still there. Find us at Devil Radio on Twitter, at the Devil's Advocates Radio on the Facebooks.
Great.
And you know, we'll do the best we can, Gene. But these are the circumstances we find ourselves in right now.
Well, I'll stay in touch with you guys on the socials and wish you the best of luck. Somebody needs to pick you guys up. You're fantastic.
You're fantastic, Gene. Thank you for listening. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the line. Lots of friends want to say hello. Jack from the Mac, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, man, I'm going to miss you guys, too. I only can wish you the best. And I will definitely keep on posting and watching your Facebook pages. That's really the only progressive pages that I post to.
Yeah. And you are prolific, Jack. We do appreciate it. I don't always respond to it. I know, you know, Crudy's usually on the text line, but we do see him out there, man. And we love the engagement, Jack. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Politically?
Yes.
Man, Trump is – I've seen people just so low in politics. I mean, I go back as far as Nixon and him being forced out by the real Republicans. But to use the cemetery as a photo op, that is sickening.
It is, Jack. It's and thank you so much, man. It's super sickening. And it's not just a cemetery, man. You know, I mean, I remember as a kid, there are always cemeteries running around the cemetery, smoking weed in the cemetery, drinking in the cemetery. This isn't just a cemetery. You know what I'm saying, Jack? This is Arlington, man. And that's the former commander-in-chief. And he's up there taking photos. Oh, the family wanted me to. Even if you accept that, which I don't. But even if you do, why are you TikToking it out? Why are you tweeting it out? You know what I mean? If that was the case, you're only doing it for the family, then keep it between yourself and the family. But of course, Jack, they can't do that. He can't do that. He's got to be in the front of everything all the time, even if it's in front and on top of the soldiers that have died servicing this country, something that he knows nothing about. You're right, Jack. It just keeps getting lower and lower. 844-967-2789. Got anything, Crudy?
I don't always read Jack's postings, but he is prolific.
Like we say, we always try to tell the truth. 844-967-2789. Let's hit Cam, our buddy up from Appleton, Wisconsin. Cam, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I got two short things and then a political opinion.
All right.
First, when's the estate sale? Two. Maybe that's kicking you while you're down. No, I feel bad for even saying that. Two, if there's ever any point that I can reach out to you guys in regards to an employment opportunity for some voice acting work, is that okay?
Sure, man. Hit them up on the socials. What's your political hit?
The political one is, unfortunately, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard of happening in a graveyard. I used to know a couple in high school that had sex in a graveyard. So I just looked at the news and was like, okay, well, but good luck.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you, Cam. Again, and I get it. I don't want to. And that's like, you know, we run in the graveyard. We were running from the cops when we were drinking and they're busting the parties, you know, and don't do that. Don't, you know, don't step on the graves, all those things. I get it. But, man, we were kids hanging out, dumb kids. This is a grown-ass man, the former president of the United States, a 78-year-old former commander-in-chief, politicizing the dead at Arlington for his gain. Terrible. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. One last segment. So if you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. You got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Crudy, you got anything to throw out there before we go back to the jammed lines?
Yeah, don't forget special extended coverage, including Crudy tonight. I can't believe. Do you think I'll get some overtime? Yeah. So anyways, the Trump coverage continues right here on your finer civic media network stations with Todd Alba, Terry Bell, James Kelly, and Mike Crute for the very last time. Donald Trump right here at the La Crosse Center. A moderated town hall begins at 6. I'm going to stick around, Dom, because I paid for the room for the night.
844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the lines. We appreciate all your patience. Angie from Monroe, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Angie, what do you got for us?
I'm just curious, when you say your socials, do you mean the Devil's Advocate or civic media or personal?
Like, yeah, like the at Devil Radio is the X/Twitter handle at Devil Radio. That's still ours. That's the Devil's Advocates. And of course, the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook. Those are still active and ongoing.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. And I think the station is making a huge mistake because personally, I rearrange my entire evening to make sure I'm listening to you guys. And I've been listening to you guys for quite a few years now. And I just think that is a huge mistake. So hopefully they feel in their own pocketbooks that you're just saying screw you. So good luck, guys. Just wanted to say that.
All right. Thank you, Angie. Appreciate you listening to us all these many years, and it's been many years, man. 13 going. This is our 13th year, not quite completed the 13th, but it's been a long time. And again, the joy has been being able to hang out with all of you. Crudy, you're all right too, but it's really about the audience. 844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horeb, you will be next. Welcome, Troy. What do you got for us?
I'm finally calling you from Mount Horeb. Usually I'm driving my truck.
Actually from Mount Horeb. So, all right, good.
Yeah. So I found you guys pre-app, and they'd always send me out of Madison. I moved to Madison 7 years ago, and they'd always send me out of Madison. So then I'd lose the signal. And then you got the app, and I'm thinking, great, I can finally listen to you guys the whole show on the app. First day I walk into I'm delivering Coke. I walk into a cooler and I can't get the service because I'm surrounded by metal inside a cooler. but I got out of that job. So then I've been listening to you the whole show ever since. And God bless you both. And I'm sure you'll end up on your feet just like you did here. So have a good one and take care, guys.
All right. Thank you, Troy. Certainly appreciate you listening, man. 844-967-2789. Yeah, it's amazing. The signal inside the cooler doesn't work too well sometimes, but you know, that's where all the cold beer is. 844-967-2789. Lisa from Racine County. Welcome, Lisa. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys. This is bad news. I found you guys about 3 years ago. I listened to you every day on the way home from work. I listened to you on the radio. I listened to you on the app. I've sent you guys to my friends in Florida, Colorado, Arizona, and said, you've got to listen to these guys. You guys will land on your feet. I'm confident of that. But you gave me hope that there's kind, good, white men in this country that I can, you know, have something in common with. You know, I thought it was just, you know, maybe like five people on the planet. I live in Trump country. But you gave me hope, and we still have that. We're going straight to November 5th. We have to win this. We can't lose our country to this orange clown. We can't. And I said it to you yesterday when I called in, I cannot do my job as a nurse with 34 felonies. Why are we even here? But anyway, I wish you guys luck. You guys are great. I'm going to find you. Wherever you are, you will have a following, because we need people like you out there. We need people that – there are guys that are veterans. There are men that are men that can be supportive and confident and kind and strong and all those things that men are, and they're here. There's plenty of them.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And don't forget old white men as well. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
I can't believe this, guys. Northwoods Terry just called me from Eau Claire. This is just the most egregious bunch of BS.
FCC, FCC.
I know. I can't believe this.
Man, Dick, I hate to cut you short because I want to give Crudy the last words here. Michael, we got 90 seconds. What do you got, man?
Well, believe it, Dick. It's true. We don't work here no more. Best of Devil's Advocates tomorrow, next week. A new show. I feel quite confident it will pale in comparison to the greatest radio show ever. But no offense to whoever that might be. If I knew, I'd tell you, but I don't know. Stick around, though. Extended coverage. Crudy, working a little overtime tonight. Got to take home that big paycheck. I'm sticking around because we got a Trump special event right here. A town hall, La Crosse, Wisconsin. But Dominic, I mean this sincerely, man. You're like a brother. I love you, dude. Thank you, Rich,
love you, man,
for all your hard work.
Yeah,
thank
Rich.
Thank you all for listening. And there's going to be a podcast. There's going to be a radio show. There's going to be something. The Devil's Advocates will live on, because I got a lot of fight left in me, and I'm not done yet. So find us, but follow us on social media. Where's it at, Dom?
At Devil Radio on Twitter, and, of course, the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook. Thank you, Crudy. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Civic Media. Thank you to our audience. It's been a hoot. We'll see you on the other side.